Dr. Bharat Agarwal joining us today, who is the author of Healing Spices, has been on the program so many times. Everyone loves to hear his information because he makes so much sense. And, of course, for those of us here who use curcumin or a turmeric, which I've been drinking all morning, I'm so grateful for the inspiration that he has been to us. But it's not just curcumin or turmeric that he talks about. There are 49 other everyday spices in his book, Healing Spices. Dr. Agarwal has been such an incredible assistance to so many people who have whatever diseases or whatever symptoms they choose to turn to spices for, and we're just very, very grateful. Thank you so much, Dr. Agarwal, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thank you, Catherine. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate so much your joining us. Now, you earned your doctorate in biochemistry from the University of California, Berkeley. You did a postdoctoral fellowship in endocrinology at the University of California Medical Center. And you were with the MD Anderson until January of this year. And bring us up to date with what you are doing now or what your passion is or what you're working on now, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, sure. No, I love to tell you what I'm up to. I think you missed one link there. I was at UC Berkeley. I was at University of California, San Francisco. And then I joined a company. And I tell two people who came from Harvard, both moved to San Francisco, and both started a company on the same day. And one guy who graduated from Harvard started the first biotechnology company in the world called Genentech. And this was the first company that was based on drug discovery on that, based on genes as per drug discovery. And the second guy who did not graduate from Harvard also moved to San Francisco and joined a company, started a company on the same day called Apple. And you know who I'm talking about.
Right.
And the first Apple he made, he brought it to us. So we have been Apple ever since. And within a week after I joined this company called Genentech, Bob Swanson, who was the founder of the company, walks in my office, said, Bart, and Bart stands in Bay Area at Bay Area Rapid Transit. And since my name is Bharat, they could not say that. This is Bart. I want you to find a cure to cancer. I said, how do you do that? Oh, very easy. There is something called lymphokine, and if we can clone this sucker, we got a cure. So I said, what is a lymphokine? So in those days, people, the doctors were taking white blood cells from the cancer patients, activating them and putting back into the cancer patient and seeing tumor regression. I said, how are you going to clone this one? So I ended up setting up an assay that will kill the cancer guy and not the normal guy. We ended up identifying a factor called tumor necrosis factor. And it is that factor which brought me to MD Anderson Cancer Center, because this was the first cancer center in the world to inject our TNF into the cancer patients. And turned out all the patients responded, but they got worse. In other words, should it be called tumor necrosis factor or tumor promoting factor? So it is at that time we begin to work on TNF blockers. And TNF blocker, as of today, is a $25 billion a year market that is shared between Amgen and that is shared between Johnson & Johnson and Abbott. Three companies, $8 billion, $8 billion, $8 billion. And we discovered spices as TNF blockers. To make a long story short, we first started with the turmeric, the curcumin. The yellow color in turmeric is called curcumin. And we showed that curcumin is the best TNF blockers and has a potential for a lot of cancers. And then we begin to look at a lot of other spices as TNF blockers. So this is just to give you, and now After 28 years of working in MD Anderson Cancer Center, I retired from there effective December 31st, 2015, and I'm in transition to San Diego, where I want to set up an anti-inflammation research institute. What does that mean? That basically, we are now of the opinion TNF is a primary mediator of inflammation, and inflammation what causes most of the diseases. And the idea is you take a chip, put in your mouth, if it is red, too much inflammation, if it is green, everything under control. And so you use it in urine or saliva to determine the level of inflammation. And then we have discovered about over 60 different nutraceuticals that can control that inflammation. So then we decide how much of each nutraceutical one should be taking to control that inflammation. And that is why I named it Anti-Inflammation Research Institute. So I'm the founding director of this institute in San Diego. And that's what I meant, that it is a part of my signatures. And ever since I left MD Anderson, I'm using this as a part of the signatures to let people know what I'm up to.
Well, I appreciate you bringing us up to speed here. Now, how does all of this relate together with the nutraceuticals? And maybe you could define nutraceutical to the audience, if you would, please.
Okay, I will be more than happy to do so. And all of you have heard of the term pharmaceutical, and pharmaceutical have been around only within last 100 years, and anything and everything before that was nutraceutical. Nutraceutical basically means the things that are coming from the nutrition. Okay, remember, it was Hippocrates 25 centuries ago who introduced the term that let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Right.
And it is that food that as medicine now, as a today's world, where everybody is in love with pharmaceutical, so the term is introduced as nutraceutical. So these are the chemicals that are derived from the food itself. So, for example, turmeric is a spice, and the active compound in turmeric, which is curcumin, will be called a nutraceutical. So, in the same way, you know, that all the spices have a different active compounds, and mind you, 80% of all medicines known to mankind, they are coming from natural sources. Some of them we take it every day, and some of them we do not. So, but they all have the roots in Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is the source of most of the medicine, if not all.
Well, then let me ask you the question regarding cancer and nutraceuticals and all of the research that has been done on cancer. I mean, literally, the Anderson, MD Anderson is probably the number one research area in the country on cancer. At this point in time, how close are they to having an answer for cancer, or a, as I always say, a cure for cancer? Is it known, and is it just too expensive, or is it known and they don't want to implement it because it's not expensive enough to charge people for?
In my mind, everything that I have learned about cancer, they will never have a cure to cancer. Never. And if somebody is saying, look, I have a cure to cancer, he or she is simply bluffing. And mind you, I'm in the cancer field for the last 45 years. Cancer is nothing but a normal guy who has gotten out of control. Question is, how can you go bring him back under control? And if you are going to take a gun and try to shoot that guy is a 10 times more aggressive than you are. So how can you bring him under control?
Right.
So more guns you use, which is what chemotherapy and radiation and all the modern drugs are available, cancer is going to become more aggressive. And 90% of the people who die of cancer, they die because cancer metastasized into the brain or lung or other vital organs, you know, like lung and bones and so forth. So 90% of the people. So as I said, that cancer, after all, is a normal guy who has gotten out of control. So you have to find the ways to bring him back in control. But if you try to shoot him down, he's going to get more aggressive. So try to make the disease what is called in medicine as indolent. Indolent means you do me no harm, I do you no harm. You leave me alone, I leave you alone. But if you are out there to kill me, I'm not going to sit back and just sit silently and take anything and everything as it comes. So there is a guy, his name is Bob Weinberg, and he's from MIT. He has come up with the opinion, and this is only within the last 12 months, that virtually every human being has a cancer. Nobody is cancer-free, but less than 1% of the people have symptoms of the cancer. And all you are trying to do is treat the symptoms. But if you can make the disease indolent, you took care of it. And they found that the prostate cancer, for example, almost 100% men have it, but they do not die of it. Okay? So it is doing no harm. But there are some very small percentage who do. So if you can find the ways to make it indolent, that is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sure you have had people in your family come to you and say, you know, that are your sister, brother, mother, whatever, that come to you and say, okay, I've got cancer. I've got stage one, or I've got stage four cancer. Now what do I do? How do you handle this versus maybe patients and or research when it comes to supporting these people and telling them what to do? What do you recommend, or how do you handle a situation like that?
That's a very good question, but I must also tell you before I answer your question is you heard of early diagnosis. That early diagnosis saves lives.
Right.
But also, how does it save lives? That early diagnosis leads to over-diagnosis. That if you diagnose late, only 40 people will be identified with cancer. If you diagnose early, that 4,000 people will be diagnosed with cancer. And meaning the number of deaths have not changed at all, but the number of patients that you are treating now has changed very dramatically. So you are saying that I saved 90% of the lives as compared to those who were diagnosed late. And the reason you saved lives because it is over-diagnosed. So 90% of the people you thought had cancer did not even have the cancer to begin with. Am I clear enough?
Yes.
So they found that with breast cancer, they found that with thyroid cancer, they found that with lung cancer. So more early diagnosis, more over-diagnosis. And there are publications after publications. So there was a time that people will go to a doctor to find out, that they wanted to be treated because they are sick. Now people go to a doctor to find out if I'm sick. And doctor wants to make his living, so therefore he rather declare you that you are sick than you are healthy. Am I clear or not?
Yes, I understand.
So that is causing a very, 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 very serious issue. And the serious issue is over-diagnosis. And there are publication after publication after publication. And I will be more than happy to supply you that how it could make the patient's life worse than better. Because a lot of the treatment, you know, that people are dying of the treatment, not of the cancer itself, but the nasty treatment that are followed thereafter. Okay.
But still, how do you respond?
So to answer your question, previous question, I did not finish that question that you asked, that, okay, so what do I recommend to people? So I have come up with a dose with curcumin. You know, curcumin, as I mentioned, is a yellow color in turmeric. And I have numerous examples to quote that where the patient went to a doctor and doctor said, you have a cancer and it immediately requires treatment. And usually it takes about 20 to 30 years for cancer to develop, so which means you somebody had a cancer yesterday but did not know it, and today, you know, the doctor has said, yes, you have a cancer, so you do know it. So it did not just happen overnight, number one. Number two, that I asked them to buy 90 days, 3 months from the doctor, and we have come up with this number from our experience with the patients. So in those 3 days, take curcumin 8 grams a day, 4 times, 2 grams each time, okay? And after 90 days, go back to the same doctor and find out where you stand. And I have a patient who have come back to me and said, doctor said, I don't have a cancer anymore, and just keep on doing whatever you are doing, but they don't want it. You don't have a cancer. So apparently this one case in particular where the woman did it for almost 5 years, and then she calls me. Every 6 months she goes to the same doctor. Doctor said, you don't have a cancer. And 5 years later she calls me and said, Dr. Agarwal, should I stop taking curcumin? Because doctor, every time 6 months I go, doctor says, you don't have cancer. And I said, look, that's a good question. I don't know the good answer, but why not you come down on the dose and have your doctor monitor you? She came down on the dose from 8 grams to 4 grams, and the cancer came back. Cancer came back. And then now it has been 3 years since she went back to the 8 grams. And that goes on to show you. So 8 years is already over. And there are examples after examples after examples. I will not say that every patient, but there are a lot of examples of this type. We have also cases where they got treated and they given chemotherapy, they given radiation, everything, and then left them to die. And the doctors are dead, but patient is still alive. And what patient did to stay alive is what this is all about.
Final segment with Dr. Agarwal. I hope we can have him back again as he makes his transition in his studies and what he is doing. I was looking at an integrative medicine website where you have done a wonderful seminar or webinar. And you're going to be appearing at a convention, I know this November, I was able to see that, a medical convention on integrative medicine in November. You know, and I also want to bring up the issue of the pepper, because a lot of people are confused over whether or not they need to use pepper with the curcumin. And I'd like your response to that, if you don't mind, that we had during the break, Dr. Agarwal.
So, you know, yes, you know, I'm very happy to answer that question. Pepper has been very well described in the literature, and it is used in Ayurveda quite extensively. And the way the black pepper works is the pathway through which a lot of drugs are metabolized are inhibited by black pepper. Therefore, the drug stays around in the body longer, and that's why people recommend you using pepper, be that curcumin or any other medicine.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to have it, but do you recommend it or do you encourage it in the formulation?
I leave it up to the people, to themselves, you know, that some like black pepper, others do not like black pepper. And my personal bias is it makes no significant difference. That's my personal bias.
Okay,
but I do understand the mechanism. I do understand what it is doing, how it is doing, and all of that.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, second to curcumin or turmeric, what would you recommend as the strongest, second strongest spice that people could use? And I want to encourage everybody, we're almost out of time. We've only got a couple of minutes of the show left, but I want to encourage people to get Healing Spices from the Power Mall. It's got all the information in there. But what would you say is the second strongest spice that people might want to use?
Consider clove. Consider ginger. In a ginger, there is a compound called gingerol, and that also has activities very similar to curcumin. And apparently it turned out that turmeric, yellow ginger, is also belong to the same ginger family. So one can combine, curcumin with ginger. And ginger is also used to prevent chemotherapy-induced nausea,
Mm-hmm.
And so point of the matter is that one can take advantage of all of that, and ginger also exhibits a similar anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer properties.
I
mentioned cloves, and cloves is used for thousands of years as a painkiller. And some of these patients, they also have, chemotherapy, cancer, all kind of pains. And the cloves can take care of that,
That's excellent. That is excellent. And now what about we're out of time. We are out of time. We'd definitely like to have you back again. And thank you so very much for the incredible work you've done in Healing Spices. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all there. How to use 50 everyday and exotic spices to boost your health and beat disease. And it is in hardback, too. Dr. Agarwal, we wish you the best and look forward to having you back on the show again sometime very soon.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Third hour of the Power Hour today. We're going to be talking to a favorite at the Power Hour, and that is Wayne Blakely. He is probably, I think, the expert in probiotics. And I want to ask him, what are probiotics and what are prebiotics? And help us to straighten this out. But Wayne Blakely, who provides our probiotics.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Power Hour, and I mean, I really believe that Living Streams are the absolute best. Wayne Blakely, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Let's talk about, just please help us with the confusion of what are probiotics.
Probiotics are pro-life. They keep you alive. They're symbiotic to the body, and we have to have them to survive on this planet. If we didn't have them in our bodies, we would die a horrible death. We wouldn't be able to absorb or digest any of our food that we eat, so it's impossible. It would be impossible. The only way to survive would be have pre-digested food that's already been digested by bacteria to put them in the right form, the right amino acids and enzymes, so we could absorb them, and that's very difficult to do when you don't have the probiotics. Probiotics are symbiotic to the body, and antibiotic is death. It means death. It kills everything. It just wipes out a whole slew of bacteria in your body.
Okay,
there are trillions and trillions of bacteria, other bacteria in your body that help support your body, too. And then there's trillions and trillions of bacteria in your body that actually are detrimental to you.
Okay, we know what pro is, but what is a biotic? What is a biotic?
Biotic means life.
Okay, so these are things that are pro-life. Yeah, like
pro-life.
The commercial says that we do. But yet, what are they? I mean, how do we, because I always have a tough time when somebody says, what is a probiotic? What is a probiotic?
A probiotic is a bacterium that's alive, that loves our body. It loves to live, in things, like an animal or, anything. It creates a body. I mean, if you put it in a liquid format like mine are, they'll link together. They'll link each one's linked together, and you'll see a mass in there floating around. And because they love to live together, they want, they love you. They really do. They just want to live in there, and they want to clean up your house. Just like anybody moving into a house, you want to clean it all up, make it nice and neat, clean it spick and span. That's what they do. They eat all the waste products, get rid of the waste products out of your body. This is how they keep us clean. If we didn't have this, we would get clogged up. I mean, everything in our body would be, all your vascular system would be clogged, your lymph system would be clogged, everything would be just clogged up. You would just die. There's no way you could survive without them.
Okay, what is...
The Father in Heaven did this.
Mm-hmm. But what is a prebiotic in comparison then?
Okay, a prebiotic is a food that feeds microorganisms. And they love different kinds of foods and different bacteria. They have media growth books where it's thousands of pages long, and there's tens of thousands of recipes in there for the different bacteria that you can feed in a lab. And that's what they do. You can adapt them to eat other foods. That's what what I do mostly. My research is an adaptation of microorganisms. I can adapt them to eat different kinds of food that they wouldn't normally do in the wild. And that's what the products that I use, that's how I do these. I take certain kinds of bacteria and I adapt them to eat different kinds of food sources to produce different kinds of enzymes and amino acids. That's what they do. So that's why I have these different products that do different things.
I see.
They got different food sources in them so that they wouldn't normally eat. If you put that product in a regular bacterium out there that you purchase from a lab or someplace, you put that food in them, just throw it in there with them, they would die. They wouldn't even eat it.
Interesting. Okay, now, you have what I consider to be the best probiotics out there that comes in 2, 4, and 8-ounce mineral probiotics and Flora PM. And I would like to get to what the difference is, because there is a price difference in those also. But let me ask you, if I were to take, when I take my probiotics in the morning or in the evening or whatever, or sometimes I put it in my salad dressing, but when I put a dropper full of probiotics in my mouth, what starts happening in my mouth? The action that takes place, because these are live. They are live little bacteria.
Right.
What does it start doing in my body?
They're putting in your mouth, they're putting those bacteria, which is, we changed the name of the product from Living Streams Probiotics to Living Streams Multi-Blend, because we're trying to get a better description of the product, and it is a multi-blend. It has 10 different microorganisms in there. I only list 3 of the predominant ones, and the other ones are background, like rhamnosus and acidophilus. And they're background microbes, okay? So what happens is you're putting those 10 microbes in your mouth, which in your mouth there's 400 to 600 different bacteria living in there already. So you're putting 10 on top of these 400 different types of bacteria that are in your gum line and your saliva. So you have thousands of bacteria all over your skin, thousands in your body. And what it does is this product is not only loaded with probiotics, but it's also loaded with enzymes. And immediately when it puts in your mouth, it starts breaking down the plaque on your teeth. It breaks down all the crud in your mouth. It kills a lot of the bacteria, the pathogenic bacteria in your mouth immediately. And then it's able to survive the stomach acid and the acid barrier in your small intestines, gall and everything, because they are a lactic acid microbe. They can live in acid, these type. And the other kind we have, I have other different kind of products that use different kinds of bacteria. But the Living Streams Multi-Blend, which we call it now, is a product that is diverse. It helps clean your liver. It helps clean your digestive tract. It does a lot of different things. It's a multi. It's one of our popular products. Oh yeah, well, does a lot of different things.
Okay, now do we have it at the Power Mall?
Yes, you have the. You're going to be getting the new product line will have that label. It's the Living Streams Probiotic.
Okay.
It always has been. We just changed the name to try to get a better description of our product.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Multi-blend.
Okay. Now, there are so many probiotics. You can get probiotics in powder, probiotics in liquid, like yours are, which are to me, the best.
Well, they're not the same. That's the difference. That's
no, I know. Now, wait a minute. Hold on one second. I get to do part of the show, too. And,
okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. When you do probiotics, I mean, they come in. Sometimes they come in powder. They come in gummy bears. They come in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can get probiotics.
Right.
Why is it you choose to do yours liquid, and why are yours better?
Well, every probiotic company in the whole world is trying to develop a liquid probiotic with the species, these kinds of species that I have in there. But any other liquid probiotic is made up of earth microbes because they can survive the stain in a bottle. And that's what they do. And it's very, very dangerous to take those bacteria on your body. They're spore-forming, and they can survive anywhere. These probiotics, they've tried to do this liquid. Since 1956, all the probiotic companies have tried to make a liquid, and they were unable to do it. And nobody told me that I couldn't do that, so I started developing it, working on it, and I developed a product that will stay, it'll last for 2 years in a bottle. My seed product that I make these probiotics out, they'll last 5 years on at room temperature in a bottle. So I know how to do this, but nobody knows how to do it. And they're these types, I'm talking about these types. You don't find these types of microbes in any of the liquid probiotic. They're unable to survive. They just can't. They just know how to do it.
And you know,
so
when you first
go ahead.
When you first came on the show, though, we had people calling in and saying that these probiotics did all kinds of things to them. And you said you have to be careful talking about that because you don't promote it as anything else. But we got all these incredible testimonies coming from this thing called probiotics, Living Streams Probiotics.
Right. I know.
But it helps a lot of things.
I can't claim it. I cannot claim any of that.
You can't talk about
it.
I
can't talk about it. I can't put it as the testimonies. I have literally tens of thousands of testimonies, but I can't use one.
Wow.
I'm not allowed to.
Isn't that a shame? Because it
it's a good, healthy product. It's a good, healthy product that helps support your life. We are poisoning ourselves every day with our food. And this does help keep you alive. It does. It's good, natural, helps your digestive tract, get these poisons out. It's just a natural product we should have in there anyway. And we're not. We don't have. People don't have them. I see poor people calling me. Their digestive tract is just killing them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help them if they want help. They have to change the way they eat. You have to. It's not a miracle product. It is it's part of the key to keeping you alive.
Okay.
It's not a magic bullet. Okay, like a lot of people want. They want a magic bullet. You've got to change your lifestyle too to really get back on track 100%, like you were when you were 20.
Exactly.
You can
and
do
I know
that
everybody
if you
wants
work at it.
Everybody wants the silver bullet, but it doesn't exist. It's got to be food, it's got to be exercise, it's got to be probiotics, it's got to be now let's talk about the difference between the mineral probiotics and the Living Streams probiotics and the Flora PM. If you would just make that differentiation, please.
Sure. Now the Living Streams probiotic is a multi-blend. It has different pads. Strictly a probiotic. It has some minerals in it. It has. I feed the microbes these minerals to make them strong. Certain minerals. They're fed a certain diet to make them strong and produce large amounts of enzymes. And the enzymes are what break down the stuff in your mouth, the teeth, your plaque, and things like this. They just digest it out of there and keeps it clean. Now the living mineral probiotics is made up of the Dead Sea magnesium chloride, and I get it from Israel. It's very hard to get. You know, if you're dealing with mag oil, it's hard to get. I get it from Canada. I bring it in that way, and I'm a big supplier of it. I do a lot of that, and but it is the Dead Sea, the cleanest, and it has 100 trace minerals in it, and we know that from our research, we know that we can digest 78. Of those minerals, those good minerals that are in there that need it in the body, in that solution. They're pre-digested. And there's only two minerals in there that can be detected because they're all broken down to an amino acid. They're all digested. Only two in there. Three of them actually. A little bit of magnesium, and you see zinc and barium. That's all you, in trace amounts, that's all you find in there when you do a test on it. So it is a mineral. You can taste that it's minerals, but you're not going to see it in a lab. Because they're all digested down to an amino acid. This is what's so good. It's totally absorbable to a body. Now, it takes 56 trace minerals to replicate a cell perfectly, and we're getting four minerals in our food.
Okay, I want to know who should take what, and also the question for children and for pregnant women after we get back from this.
Okay.
4 minute break. Stay tuned. Wayne Blakely is our guest. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. We're talking to Wayne Blakely about probiotics. The question I had before we went to the break, who should take what? In other words, the probiotics plain, the Living Streams products, the Living Streams probiotics plain, or the mineral probiotics, or the Flora PM. Now, what would determine which one you would order from the Power Mall, Wayne?
Oh, that's a tough question, because they really need all three, and children can take them just as easily as an adult. I just wanted to cover one thing about the Living Streams. The Living Streams will break down, and if you take that with you when you eat, it'll help digest your food more efficiently, and the Living Minerals, when you take it, will help you when you take mineral supplements, help you digest those minerals in your digestive tract simply, very simply, and get the most out of them. And that's the best way to use those products is when you take them with supplements or with food, because it helps you digest your food better. It really, really does a great job doing that.
Okay.
So that's when everybody should take those things, when they have a digestive tract issue especially, and other problems. I mean, it it helps clean your body. It helps detox your body.
And the Flora PM.
The Flora PM is we're finding some really interesting things about the Flora PM. That product was made for a certain reason years and years ago. But it's starting to really, what's really exciting about, we're just getting into this research just recently, but when you get to 3 teaspoons of that a day, women that are over 50, when they're going through menopause, it seems to take away all the symptoms of the menopause. There's something in that product that really helps them. And that's a big deal. I work with a lot of women over 55. Mm-hmm. And they have major, major problems. And it just seems to really make them feel. For 2 years, I got this answer from women. Well, why are you using this product? And they said, well, it just makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel good.
And what about pregnant women? And what about pregnant women using?
We don't recommend anything to do with pregnant women, and very much at all. Nursing women, we help a lot with the soft tooth syndrome in children and the sick children. We work a lot of that. We do a lot, because most of it is, a lot of times children are born and they get them on antibiotics, destroys their bacteria in their gut all the way through. I mean, just a lot of times we help them with that.
Okay, but now the fact that you don't talk about pregnant women and probiotics, is that because can't talk about it?
No, I can talk about it, but I can't talk about it. I can't promote it because it's a legal thing.
Oh, okay, all right. But nursing mothers. Okay, but nursing mothers, you can,
right? Nursing mothers, yes.
Okay, very good.
And it really helps them. I have different products to help them. I have specialty products that I make for those people, especially products that helps them get nutrition in their body that other nutritions. I just do counseling and help them get their children. Like, I don't know if you know, but in this country, soft tooth syndrome is rampant. I mean, it's like on one blog, there's 60,000 women talking about their children's teeth that are rotting out of their mouth. They're falling apart.
Soft tooth syndrome.
I think that's what they call it. But we help them get the enamel back and help them change their diet. Work the diet through the breast milk, and it seems to work the best that way to get the children back quicker.
But on TV, they say there's nothing you can do on the commercials about soft tooth syndrome or about enamel.
We turn it around, and usually takes on the women with the menopause problems. It takes about 2 to 3 months to get them back on track and get a lot of that symptoms taken away.
What works for them with soft tooth problem or with enamel?
Well, like I said, we make a specialty product for the alfalfa. Maybe alfalfa gives you the vitamin K's in there, and then we work with the Living Mineral probiotics, a lot of that, because that really helps them get the bit back, and then we change a little bit of their diet. We do the just a variety of products. These are specialty products I make that I don't really market, a lot. And to help them, I do that individually. Depends on what they. And I have a product called Moringa that's made liquid. That's a specialty product for them. Moringa has high nutrient, a lot of nutrient, and different kinds of probiotics in there. A blend of probiotics to help break down the product better, so they can get it. It's strictly for we use that for pregnant women, because when they take that product, it fills that milk good and strong, high in minerals, high in nutrient. so that they can get it. And that's what we've been working on for many years. We've been working on this. And it does work. I mean, it helps them a lot. I mean, children just really bounce back. They get happy again. Their teeth quit crumbling. And they, so a lot of them, when they start coming, the baby teeth come in, they're gray. And they're black, they rot, you know, because they're not getting the right nutrient. It's rampant in this country. I mean, it's epidemic.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I want to open up the phone lines because I would like to know if you have a question regarding probiotics you'd like to ask Wayne yourself. You know what, Wayne, I don't think we covered real quickly the Flora PM, if you don't mind, and then we'll get back to the callers.
Well, the Flora PM is made from sphagnum moss in the Arctic Circle. And it has natural properties to inhibit not so much bacteria, but parasites to live on your skin and your body. And microscopic parasites, it inhibits them from growing. It basically stops them from growing. And we don't know why, what's in that product. We haven't done lab tests on it, but we don't really need the history behind it. It's very good. It is edible, but it's hard to digest. And we've developed a product that will break it down with one microbe. It's called Plantarum. And it digests it very easily, and it breaks it down to a liquid.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons. See, we got to remember, all our products are probiotics mainly. And then the supplements are added to help feed the bugs and get them to work in a different manner, mostly. And it has some of the other ingredients in there. But it is a bacteria. And that's what I specialize in, adaptation. So when you feed these guys different kinds of food, they will break down different kinds of food in your digestive tract more efficiently.
Interesting.
That's what basically we do.
Okay.
That's what helps support the body. So you get a better digestion of everything that you eat. No matter what you eat, it helps to digest. It's a variety of things that it can break down.
And the digestion is so important. We don't even realize how important it is.
Let's go, keeping you healthy.
Yeah. Let's go to Jerry in Texas. Jerry in Texas, you're on the air with Wayne Blakely. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I am not calling in really for a question. I'm just calling in to say thank you to Wayne and all the different products that I've used over the last 2 months. I use the Living Streams Probiotic, which is now Living Streams Multi-Blend. I've used the Flora PM, the minerals, and what's really been life-changing for me is the Flora PM and the Bifido 2. I use those both in my eyes and my ears. And it's real interesting when I asked Wayne about how I could get rid of my constant ear infections, and nothing else has helped. And I've gone through many antibiotic regimes to get rid of my ear infections over the last 10 to 15 years, and this is the only thing that has helped.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you, Megan. I mean, thank you, Jerry, for the phone call. Really good testimony on the probiotics. Thank you so much. Any response you want to make?
Specialty products that I make, one of those Bifido 2s.
Excellent. Now, refrigeration. I think we should address this because a lot of people don't refrigerate it until it's too late. And what would you say regarding the refrigeration?
Really, it really doesn't go bad. It just gets smellier on some of the products like the 4PM. It has to be refrigerated. You want to keep it fresh. You want to try to keep it refrigerated. It's got a bad enough smell as it is, but it's nutrient. It's pure nutrient. And the Living Streams are not really critical, and neither is the Living Minerals.
Really?
It's not critical. Yeah, they're not real critical, but you should refrigerate for storage. If you're using them every day, you can keep them on your bathroom or your kitchen. You know, it's okay to do that. A lot of my products have to be refrigerated. A lot of them don't have to be refrigerated. Some I recommend.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
so
I just feel better. Yeah, I feel better putting them in the fridge. And every time you open the door, just take a squirt of it. You know, it's easier.
Exactly.
But you start out with a drop. You said start out with a drop and then work your way up.
Two or three drops. And if you have any kind of a headache in the morning, because the energy level goes up, see, that's what happens to your body. Your energy level goes up immediately, and that's what triggers the body to release poison. If you're loaded with all kinds of toxins and poisons like most people are, not most people, but you see about 90% of them just take all they want. I mean, that's the way it is. And you get a few people that are real sensitive. And so they just go real slow with it, extremely slow, and take a little bit more, stop taking. It's okay to stop taking it for a while and then go back on it. And it but once you get the poisons out of your body, you're free sailing. It just goes through it all you want.
Okay, very good. Let me go to, we've got Jane here. I want to get Jane on before the end of the show. Jane, go ahead, please. You're on with Wayne Blakely.
yes, do you take all three probiotics? And also, will the, any of these help plaque removal?
Plaque?
Uh-huh.
In what area? The teeth or the veins or?
The arteries in your neck.
Well, that's a specialty product I make. You know, Joyce doesn't handle that as of yet. And that helps do that. It's made from curcumin. And curcumin is well known for taking plaque out of the body and help protect plaque out of the body. And that's an area I work in. All of them do that. Now, there's a bacteria in the living streams that helps break down the plaque. It helps. It naturally will eat that plaque. But it's a slow process where the curcumin, you could actually take curcumin. Joyce, you handle curcumin?
Yes, we do. But I need to know about this new, I need to know about your new one, though, that you've got.
Yeah,
I need to know about your curcumin.
I make a lot of specialty products that I don't really market out there in the world, you know, but I help people. That's what I mainly do. We're a nonprofit, and we mainly help people get over their health problems. And that's our mission. Living Streams mission is the name of our company. We are a mission. We're a research facility is what we mainly do. And we're all over the country. I mean, we're all over the country. We're in Australia and England and Canada. And people are working with me to research our products and make people healthier.
Thank you so much, Wayne Blakely, for joining us today. We're out of time. We've got to go. But
as you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.